So it's the end of the Stop Doing Dumb Things Unconference, and I'm with Jonathan Wilson, one of the co-founders of the event. And Jonathan has been in and around, I would say, probably all the conversations today. You've been a busy man. I've seen you in groups and standing up and talking. So, Jonathan, we got to the end of the day. There's been a lot of discussion, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you've seen and heard.
Thanks very much. And yes, it's been really interesting, as you say, wandering around, listening to everything, which means that you never get fully engaged with any one discussion. Mm-hmm. But you have a sense of what's happening around. And I think on the basis of that, you know, when we look at this second unconference, which took place about 10 months after the first one, I was interested that we didn't pick up on the things that have changed. You know, one of the things that worries me is we didn't really pick up enough, perhaps, on the fact that if the figures are to be believed, and maybe they're not, a year ago, engagement in the UK was about as bad, well, it was the worst in the world, mm-hmm. I think, according to Conexa. And this year, it's even worse. So let's be optimistic about that. That means that there are great opportunities for improvement. And one of the things I thought was really interesting today was the meeting that we had last time was also enormous fun. Somebody else was talking to me, and he said that he felt that the debates, the dialogues were qualitatively different and better today. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, what we're seeing is that if we could do more of these things, if we could get more people more engaged with this, the signs are good. Mm. The reality at the moment is not good. You know, there are a lot of very unhappy, very disengaged people, ill people, and you know, they're showing their illness by partly by their disengagement, by their stress, by the number of hours they're taking off work, trapped into jobs but not engaged with them. And there's a real possibility, and you know, you look and you can see the visual minutes. Visual minutes are absolutely packed with ways in which we can make it better. Mm-hmm. And I believe that with the number of people in this room and the thinking in this room today, we have the kernel, the beginnings of something that as we can roll it out to more people and get these people talking to more people, we know how to improve it, mm-hmm. and we can make it better.
Jonathan, thanks very much.
Thank you.